Bushun and in a way Magani dug, Beshiko, Benesia, Quay Indigo, Mang and Do Dame, Ga Osa Squadjim, Kag and Dunjaba, Ga Mesqua, Wako Kaginda, Elaine Fleming, Indishina Kaz. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. And I've begun talking again about a man, Shenawish Kongishina Kazo. His name meant hit rattles, and he was more commonly known as Chief Bemidji. And we just unveiled and dedicated a new statue of Chief Bemidji in Library Park in Bemidji on Saturday, June 6, 2015. And so I'm just sharing again the history of his life and times. And as I stated, he was born, we think, around 1834. He died in 1904. And he was, he and some other Cass Lake and Leech Lake Ojibwe were the first people to settle on the shores of Lake Bemidjigamag, the first permanent settlement. And he would be welcoming the white settlers to that land. And so Chief Bemidji, he was born in the removal era, 1830 to about 1854. And during that time, he didn't experience necessarily, because we don't know if he was at Sandy Lake during that tragedy in 1850, but certainly he would have known about this particular tragedy, because there was Governor Alexander Ramsey in 1850. He wanted to remove the Ojibwe from Michigan and Wisconsin to Minnesota, and because he wanted their annuity monies to flow into the Minnesota Territory. That way the government would build schools and agencies and farms, and that would create greater wealth for the new Minnesota Territory. So on October 25th that year, there were 5,000 Ojibwe who came from Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota to Sandy Lake. And Sandy Lake is just north of Mille Lacs. And they came there for their annuity payment, which was scheduled for October 25th. Prior to that, they were getting their annuities at Madeline Island. And so when they got there on October 25th, their annuities and supplies weren't available. And the food that they got was spoiled, and disease and those harsh winter conditions caused the death of 150 Ojibwe while they were camped at Sandy Lake, 150 of 5,000 people. So the annuities arrived on December 3rd, but it only included a three-day food supply. And it didn't include any cash, so the Ojibwes weren't able to buy any provisions to travel back to their homes. And that was part of the thought. Alexander thought that the Ojibwe would stay in Minnesota because of the winter, and then possibly they'd remain there. And then they could relocate that annuity station in Minnesota, and it would also free up the land in Michigan and Wisconsin. So the what happened, though, was that the Ojibwe people, they wanted to go back. And because the waterways were frozen, they had to walk. And as they walked back, there were another 250 of them who died. And these were the ones that we know of that went back to Wisconsin and Michigan. Out of the 5,000 people at Sandy Lake, they figure 1,500 of them were Ojibwe from Upper Minnesota, and we don't know what happened to them. But what we do know is we know a story comes from a book by Brenda Child, and it's about a Leech Lake family, a father, a mother, the mother's brother, and the couple's son and daughter. And on their way back to Leech Lake, and remember, this is December that they're walking, and the brother got sick, the mother's brother got sick, and he died. And 3 days from Leech Lake, the 12-year-old son and the 2-year-old daughter, they got sick. And the father carried his son on his back while the mother carried the daughter. Well, one day from home, the son died, and the father continued carrying him on his back. On the final day, the daughter died, and the mother continued carrying her. So the parents returned home carrying the corpses of their dead children. The round trip miles from Leech Lake to Sandy Lake are 220 miles. So in mid-December, as they walked home, they traveled 110 miles. Leech Lakers, they came to know Sandy Lake as a place where they buried their people. And at this time in 1850, we figure Shane Naushkung was 16 years old. And also in 1850, these times that it was when the government and people like lumbermen and mill owners began talking about a dam and reservoir system. And the millers and the lumber barons and other users of water power on the Mississippi at St. Anthony Falls in Minneapolis, they lobbied the federal government for a reservoir project to control the flow of the Mississippi River. And the Ojibwe lived on the shores of Cass, Winnebagoshish, and Leech Lake. They lived on the shores of the lakes. They were never formally asked if the reservoir system would have a negative effect on their lives and resources. And Shane Naushkung, he was 16 years old at this time. In the 1850s, that's when he visited Bemidji with his father to hunt and to gather rice and berries. And of course, Shane Naushkung, he would settle eventually on the shore of Lake Bemidji, because that's the way we did things. In 1853, the settler population in Minnesota, it exploded. It went from 40,000 people in 1853 to approximately 150,000 people in 1857. And so you see that all over in this country, the population was growing, cities were growing, they were looking at the timber up north, and they would eventually come up here and get that timber, and there would be clear cutting, there would be devastation to the Ojibwe people, to our land, to our resources, to the environment. And that's and then we would move into the reservation era. And in that reservation era, that's when Leech Lake, Cass Lake, Winnebagoshish reservations are established in 1855. And we're put on very small, we're concentrated on very small reservations. Our access to our resources are so very limited, and we become dependent on the annuities. And life becomes much more difficult for us. And these are just examples of the times that Shane Naushkung and all the Ojibwe people lived through. And that 1850 dam and reservoir system that would eventually be built, that would also become one of the back matters, one of those matters that the Ojibwe people would always remember and we would want to have settled equitably and justly. And so the next show, I'm going to talk about Shane Naushkung again, about his life and times during the assimilation era of 1871 to 1934. And of course, he only lived till 1904, but we'll talk about those times. Mi gwech bisandawi eg. Mi gwech mi iu.